Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah?
You know what's creepy?
Tell me, Lauren.
Dexter!
Ah,
our
really?
Dog.
What? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I'm holding a plushie version of Dexter for the video podcast, or the non-video podcast watchers.
For the audio listeners.
There you go. I don't know why I made that more complicated than it had to be. But yes, this cute little plushie Dexter is creepy.
So today's episode's about the plushie Dexter?
No,
this episode is about
pets.
Pets.
Which has been a highly requested topic.
It has.
From you guys. So hopefully we do it justice. This is probably relatable to a lot of people because an estimated 68% of U.S. households have a pet.
It's pretty high.
Did you know that? So over half.
No, that's pretty high. That's the majority.
But I guess a good spot to start would be what kind of pets each of us had as kids.
I had quite
a few. And then we can go over the ones that we had together.
Sure.
You going to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
I feel like you had more.
Let's see if I can remember everything. We had a dog. We had rabbits, guinea pigs, iguanas, frogs, turtle, fish.
Oh my God.
Birds.
What, did you have a zoo?
No, we had...
Were these overlapping pets? They
were overlapping. We never really had... To my remembering, more than two at a time.
Okay.
Like we had our dog, probably most pets, most things like we had our dog we got when I was like 6 or 7. I was pretty young. Wait, she was 14. She died when I was like 22. So wait, math, 12. Yeah, so I was like 8 or 7-ish. I have a lot more stricter views on pets now that I've had quite a few.
What does that mean?
That means all I want are dogs.
Why?
Because all other pets are not nearly as much fun as
dogs. You're offending so many people right now, including me.
I've had them all. I've had a lot.
You've had them
guinea
all.
Pigs are cool. Like rabbits are cool.
Guinea pigs are the best.
But they just live in a little cage. I feel bad for them. Like we had an iguana.
What do you mean? They're safe from predators.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's better than living in the wild, but
for guinea pigs at least.
Yeah. I don't know. They're just a lot of responsibility. They often stink. You gotta clean them.
Okay,
clean their cage.
Negative.
But I mean, I guess when you're younger, they're really cool. Like I remember having my turtle. My mom found a wild turtle in the parking lot of our doctor's office and brought him home. And I was like, okay. And
wait, so your turtle is a wild turtle?
It was a wild turtle.
Did it live long?
No.
I wonder why.
I was trying to, like, I don't think it, like, ate enough.
I don't think you're supposed to keep wild turtles.
Yeah.
There's only specific turtles that can, like, live well in captivity.
Yeah.
That's why.
I tried to give them a really cool environment. I thought I did. Gave him, like, a bunch of cool, like, you know, water and stuff.
What was his name?
Totally.
You don't know your turtle's name?
No. Maybe Michelangelo?
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
Yeah, that would probably make sense.
I really don't remember.
Ninja Turtles?
I wonder if my mom remembers, but doubtful.
So it seems like you were not very attached to the majority of your pets.
We had a guinea pig. His name was Pepper. We had him when we got our dog, and they were, like, good together.
Yeah.
He was cool. We had rabbits, wasn't really attached to them. We had birds, wasn't really whatever. They're just birds. We had this iguana. Here's a crazy story. So we had this iguana called Iggy. I know, very like original iguana name. So he got pretty big. We had him for a couple of years, and he like would just be in this big glass tank downstairs. And every time he'd go to like the bathroom downstairs, he'd just whip his tail at you.
So he hated you as well.
Yeah, he was my mom. He was pretty good with my mom. Like she would take him out and like put him in like a harness thing and like let him like crawl around and stuff. So he escaped, and we're like, oh, he's gone. We have no idea where he went. He escaped. He's out of the house. A month or so ish later, our neighbor found him underneath his pool pump next door.
Oh my God.
And then he came back to our house. We had him for like a couple of years. And then we gave him to like another friend, like pretty close by neighbor, because he had a bunch of reptiles.
Yeah. I feel like those things live forever.
They do. That's the thing is like a lot of people, like they get pets and they don't realize how long some of them can live.
That's one of my first, well, not one of the first, but when I was younger looking up pets, I always looked up how long they lived, and because I was like, how big of a commitment can I?
Yeah. I mean, like hamsters and stuff like that, they don't live too long. They're pretty good if you're not looking for a long-term commitment.
When they
commitment.
Don't live that long and you're like, oh, I should have gotten something that'll live longer so I don't have to go through the sadness.
Well, you never know. You get a bird that lives for like 80 years or something.
That's true.
Me and my friends, we used to go catch wild frogs in like the summer, like when we were out of school, because we had a lot of like little creeks and ponds by our house. And one summer we had, I believe, if my memory serves me correct, around 75 frogs at one time in this huge tank. We kept it outside with just like a cover on top of it, like a, wire mesh cover. We eventually brought them all back because it was just absurd.
I was
going
to say, is this about to be a...
Animal
endangerment?
Let me correct the story.
On the internet?
I don't believe we had 75 frogs at one time. I believe we caught a total of 75 frogs over the summer. I'm like imagining it now. It was a big tank, but there's no way we had all of those in one tank.
Oh my gosh.
But it was a lot. We caught a lot of frogs, but we put them all back. So we did as kids. Yeah, my favorite pet besides Dexter was my dog Shadow. I actually have her paw print tattooed on my arm.
Aww.
When she passed away, I took her dead paw and dipped it in paint, put it on a...
This podcast is going to be such a downer.
Took it, put it in paint, put it on like a piece of like cardboard paper, and took a picture of her paw with like a digital camera. Because this was back like 14 years ago. How old am I? 36 soon? Yeah. It was a while ago. Now Dexter's overtaken as my fave.
Oh, you don't have to overtake. They can still both be a favorite.
No, but yeah, I know. But like Dexter's, he's like my buddy.
Favorite, deceased favorite.
They would have been good. Shadow was awesome. She was this big black lab and collie mix. She was really chill, really good. She was awesome. One time I have a story. So one time I was having like friends over for a party and she was older and she like pooped in the hallway, I'm pretty sure. And like it smelled really bad because she was having like trouble like controlling. And I got mad, carried her downstairs and like, I'm pretty sure I yelled, not like mean, not was like get her face yelling. Went upstairs, cleaned it, went back down and like was laying with her pet. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Like I was like really like apologetic to her. But she was a great dog. I miss her.
Aww.
I have dreams about her every now and then that like she's alive, but it's like it's one of those dreams where like, oh yeah, Shadow's here, she's alive. It's like, oh okay, that's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my I had a lot of frogs, like cool frogs. Like I liked frogs growing up. Tree frogs were cool.
Such a boy answer to a question.
So those are my pets.
Do you know my pets?
I know you had a hedgehog.
I did have a hedgehog. That was probably my shortest.
Really?
I was going to say shortest lived pet, but I was like, it's not dead. It didn't die.
Well, it's alive still?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know how long. I think hedgehogs
live. Where'd
it
go?
Like, it's living in the walls. I lost it. I hear it every now and then. No, so wait, you're going out of order. So
well, you asked me.
So when I was younger, I... I think my first animal was a parakeet. My first pet was a parakeet.
Yeah, we had one.
I think. and its name was Crystal, and it hated me. It was one of those like blue ones. Yeah, we had the budgies, they're called, the parakeets. It hated me. Like, I loved this thing so much. I don't even know how old I was, maybe like 10 or 11. I loved this thing so much. I would like nuzzle it close to me, and the whole time it would just be biting me, like just biting my hands, like not nicely.
Yeah.
Like definitely painfully biting me while I held this thing. I was like, it's fine. She loves me.
She's trying to eat you.
Also, pretty sure it was a boy. Like its whole life, I thought it was a girl. And then I'm pretty sure somebody taught me that it was a boy because you could learn from its little, like, whatever color the thing is on its beak.
Interesting.
So yeah, Crystal was very confused. And then, I was devastated when she died, or he, we don't know, actually, when they died, I was very devastated. And then I think after the parakeet was when I had my guinea pig.
Yeah. That's when was put in the car, right?
Yeah. So, oh yeah. So I could share funny stories too, but so the reason I got the guinea pig, though, was not because...
I just found a jelly bean in my hoodie pocket.
Gross.
I was eating them today.
The reason why I got the guinea pig in the first place was I was in Girl Scouts, and one of my friends had two guinea pigs, a boy and a girl. Oh, no, three guinea pigs, two boys and a girl. But the two boy guinea pigs kept fighting. So she was looking to rehome one of the boy guinea pigs and told me about it, and I begged my mom... And so she begrudgingly got me, let me have this guinea pig.
Was your mom not into like pets?
No.
I could see that.
She liked dogs. When she was growing up, dogs, she had a dog. Dogs. But like, I don't think she wants the extra responsibility of having to clean something else in the house.
Yeah.
We did the whole spiel like, I'll get you this. We'll take the guinea pig, but you are responsible. Have to
take care of it. It's your pet.
Of course. Like, she helped clean it.
That's all you hear.
But I will say the guinea pig was one of my most memorable, like, favorite childhood.
I like my guinea pig
because it lived with me in my room.
Yeah.
And at night,
you would just hear.
I would just hear it going. Yeah, doing that and then scampering back and forth in the cage like crazy. I don't know what it was doing because they're nocturnal. Yeah. Which you don't know. So a lot of times
they're cool. They're up there.
A lot of times I put it in the bathroom because I couldn't sleep because a lot of hair is or my closet. It was fine. So the one story is one time my sister was babysitting me and it was, I don't know if it was one of the first times she was allowed to like babysit us alone in the house, like all day. And I was playing with my Barbies just to show how old I was during this scenario. And I had a convertible sports car and I was like, oh, the guinea pig, his name was Buster. I was like, he'll drive the sports car.
We had a bunny called Buster.
Oh, see, it's a popular name. I didn't name him, actually. That was my friend named him. And I was like, well, I don't want him to get confused. So I'll just keep the name as if he knew what his name was. But anyway, I put him in this Barbie sports car and he wedged himself under like where the fake seat rest is. And I couldn't get him. And I literally had this card. I was just like, keep in mind, I'm like a 10-year-old girl and I'm hysterically crying, thinking that the guinea pig is suffocating in this car. And I just run downstairs to my sister with this half of a guinea pig hanging out of this car. And I'm just hysterically crying. Meanwhile, like, my sister had made jokes because she was a teenager and the guinea pig would keep her up all night when she would come visit. And she would be like just jokingly being like, oh, he's a pig. I'm going to eat him. And I'm like, no, don't, like just stupid sister banter. So while I'm trying to get, so then she takes out a knife to try and wedge the car open.
Oh.
And so I started freaking out and I was like, oh my God, you're going to kill him because you hate him so much. And she was like, I'm not going to kill
a Probably shouldn't anything. Have taken a knife.
I know. Thinking back, it would have been very traumatic.
Screwdriver. The thing slips and could just cut it.
But long story short, she saved the guinea pig.
Oh, and good job, Chrissy.
So she would always rub that in when I was like, you hate him though. And she was like, I saved his life. and we destroyed the Barbie car. So I didn't have a Barbie car anymore.
Oh, well.
But yeah, that was my traumatic guinea pig story that that she had to tell my mom about later in the day. Because, she was my hero that day. She saved an animal that I put in a compromising position.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Guinea pigs, I think, are 8 years?
No, shorter.
Really? Six?
I think they're like 4? 3 to 6.
No. Are you Googling it? Yeah. Well, anyway, this is going to be such a downer podcast. Why do you even get pets?
Learn about 4 to 8 years.
Oh, okay. So I'm
a little lower.
I think he died when he was 5 or 6, but he got really sick and we had to bring him to the vet and they did everything that they could. And then they were going to put him to sleep. But then before they were able to put him to sleep, he died.
Oh, geez.
So I guess it was good because he died.
Naturally.
Yeah. But
we get pets so that we learn how to love and take care of something and then deal with the loss.
I always think about that. I'm always like, do I really want to put myself through that again?
I mean,
but then life. I guess that's anything in life. You'd be like, I don't want to like be friends with this person. What if they wrong me and I have to go through that?
All good things come to an end.
Yeah. This is such a downer podcast. I was not expecting it. I was like, pets, yay! But then I forgot all the pets we're going to be talking about are deceased. in college, I had one of those betta fish.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I had it. And it lived in my dorm room. And that was like my favorite thing. And I would travel back and forth from home with its little like travel container.
I don't think I traveled with mine.
You left it in college? I was worried he was going to starve. So I just brought him with me. Well, anyway, I had another really weird, I had a white dove as a pet because my uncle got one. Now, he didn't get one. His like friend gifted him one.
Which
and he
uncle?
Was like, I don't, Uncle Timmy.
Interesting.
He got gifted one and we went to visit him and I like fell in love with this dove.
Millie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Because we got him in 2000. Oh, wait. So I was like 10 or 11 there. So the guinea pig
did you have all these pets at the same time?
No. So the guinea pig was way before.
Younger,
so it must have been like when I was 8.
Yeah.
Because the guinea pig and the dove did not overlap and neither did the bird. None of them overlapped. So I must have been way younger with the guinea pig. So cut me some slack with the guinea pig. I think I was like 7 or 8. Then the white dove was because we named it Millie after the millennium because it was around 2000. That's how I knew what my age was. But that the white dove, it used to lay eggs like once a week.
Damn.
They weren't fertilized.
I was just gonna say,
they can't hatch. Because
you eat them?
No. People made jokes about eating them, but no. But it was so sad because it was like a chicken. We'd have to like take the egg out because they said that she'll like continue to sit on it and not take care of herself because she wants to take care of the egg. But like she doesn't realize the egg isn't actually a baby, or isn't going to hatch because it's not fertilized.
Sad.
So we used to have to like distract the bird, but she would like peck at us and stuff. And then we'd have to take it out. It was very traumatic. Very, very traumatic bird instances. But that bird lived for a really long time. That bird was there when I left for college. It was still there.
Wow.
Wait, so 2000. Yeah. That bird, I think, was 10 or 11 before it died. It was a long time. It became like Bill's best friend.
Yeah, I remember that.
He used to like sit on his head. Oh, yeah, that's why. We used to bring it outside with us. And it wouldn't fly away. It would just stay with us.
Its wings weren't clipped?
No.
Wow.
It just stayed with us. Yeah, that was it was an interesting animal. Oh, and then I snuck a hamster in college. I snuck a hamster into my house without my mom knowing.
Wow.
And then I was too tired of hiding it anymore. So then I put it in a ball one day and let it go around the house and freak her out. And then I was like, well, what do you want me to do? I've had this already. Like, what am I going to do?
Oh, my God.
So she had
to. I didn't know that. Meta told me it. I just don't remember.
It didn't live very long. Oh, well, yeah. Hamsters don't live very long in general, but yeah. I got it while it was an adult one. Oh, then we had Nola, which was technically my stepdad's dog.
She was a good dog.
She was a good girl.
She was a good dog.
Oh, and then coming into our pets together, I got...
You forgot about the stupid cat.
That's what I was about to talk about, but we started dating around the time that I got this cat.
Ugh.
I got a cat with my college roommate, and it was a feral cat. But we got it while it was a kitten.
Yeah, and you tortured it.
And we did it. We did not torture. Can you elaborate? Because we're on the internet.
You played with it very...
We roughed it, but
she would. Lauren showed me videos of like when they got him. His name was Yoshi, and they would just like roughhouse
him, like this with him, like play with him. But I didn't realize you're not supposed to do that when it's a kitten. Because like when you do it with a kitten, it's cute. It's like they can't really hurt you. But then when they get older, they don't understand that like that's not good to do anymore. Yeah, so they continue to do it. But it was feral, also.
I did not.
It definitely
like
was
that
feral.
Cat.
Even if we didn't do that. But yeah, we used to be terrified of this cat. Like at night, we would have to go from like the bedroom to the bathroom.
Which was only
5 feet. But I would run because the cat would just wait under tables or couches or whatever. And the second it saw you start going, it would lunge at your legs and like clasp onto them and just start scratching
the crap worst. Out of your hand.
I have scars on my, yeah, there's one right there. I have scars on my arms.
It's still alive, right?
Yeah, it's still alive. He's still alive.
Yoshi, I hate
Yoshi. I don't
even
know how old he is now.
Did not like that cat.
Yeah, he, luckily, when Bobby and I moved out, where I moved out of my roommate's place or whatever.
Well, he's at least 12-ish.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
well, cats live long. Right. Yeah, cats live long.
That's true. But when I moved out of my place with my roommates to move in to a place with Bobby, and I had the excuse to be like, because Bobby was allergic to cats, or is allergic to cats, not was.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I can't take the cat and live with Bobby. So my roommate, luckily, we didn't have to make a tough decision or whatever. But my roommate kept the cat and she still has the cat. So I see updates of the cat still.
Damn.
I think he's I thought I talked to her and she said he's gotten a lot more mellow. I think he's with other cats
nice.
at her house or her mom's house or whatever. But yeah, so that ruined cats for Bobby. But also,
it was one of the
anyway.
Many. One of the many. I don't like cats. I will never, unless Melody is able to like somehow beg me with her cuteness into getting a cat.
Oh,
I'm not like severely allergic to them, but I definitely am like somewhat. It may have weaned in the years.
Yes, I've never seen you really have that bad of a reaction.
Yeah, I just don't like cats. They're little demons. Not a fan.
I will say I like cats. I like it's certain cats.
I'd rather take care of 50 dogs than one cat.
What about 50 babies?
No.
Or one cat?
Babies.
Really? They're a lot more work.
Actually, the one cat. I'm not going to take care of 50 babies.
I was going to say, I think your answer is a little ridiculous. Yeah.
I'd still rather take care of 50 dogs, though. Have an army of dogs. They'd love me.
Then one cat?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, I already have stated that I'm very worried for when Melody gets old enough to ask for animals, because I'd be the type of person that'd be like, yes, what do you want to go get?
As long as you take care of them. I mean, I'm not going to like be Scrooge about it, but I'd rather just have a dog.
Oh, I forgot about the hedgehog. Yeah, and then I got a hedgehog.
Oh, yeah.
I found a hedgehog on Craigslist while I was in high school. Yeah, at the end of high school. And I was like, oh, this seems like a good idea. And then I got a hedgehog with no experience in being a hedgehog owner. And it hated me. And it caused lots of damage to my fingers because it would like...
Why do all these pets hate you?
I don't know.
What'd you do to them?
Nothing.
Did you love them too much?
Them.
Too aggressively.
too aggressively, apparently. But so I had to go to college. So I don't know why I even thought this is just dumb teenage thinking that I didn't think all the way through. I was just like, this is cool and I want to do it. And then I went to college in New York City. Oh, wait.
You didn't know the first.
Maybe I got it during the summer. I don't know. I don't know what was going on with me. I was going to college somewhere that it was illegal to have them. And so I was like, okay, well, I can't take this thing with me and my mom is not going to take care of this. So, again, I'm as a responsible pet owner, even though I wasn't because I was a teenager, shouldn't have gotten it in the first place. But also the people who gave me this hedgehog definitely didn't look like they should be having a hedgehog. Like, it was very sketchy, this transaction. So if anything, I think I gave this hedgehog a better life because I found a lady who ran a hedgehog sanctuary.
Oh my God.
And she would send me update photos of the hedgehog.
A hedgehog.
With other hedgehogs.
Sanctuary.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that was a happy ending too. See, I always made sure that if I couldn't take care of the animal, that they was went going to somebody that like I knew was going to take care of them for the rest of their days. And I don't think that hedgehog cared because it did not like me. It seemed much happier with her.
And then
Bobby and I decided that we wanted to get a pet together because we were bored.
Bored? No.
Or just to practice taking care of.
We just wanted a pet.
Oh, I know why. I think we were, because we wanted the dog and we were like, maybe we should try something smaller first.
Yeah.
And see how that goes.
Got a hamster and we named him Hamster Chew. And he's still with us today.
Oh no.
Just not alive.
I forgot. Do you want to tell
never
why?
Forget. We got Hamster Chew in like 2012, 2013. And then we moved to a new apartment. And this was around like 2014. So he was probably like 2, 3. And we went out to dinner with my parents and we came back. My mom was like, how's Hamster Chew? I haven't seen him. Like, he's doing good. You take him out and we play. Oh,
which was true.
We had Dexter by this time.
Yeah.
So we go look in the cage. I'm like, Hamster Chew. And I'm tapping on the cage. I'm like, And I go over and touch him. I'm like, he ain't moving. He was dead. So we didn't know what to do with him.
Conspiracy theory. Maybe your mom killed him and wanted to play it off. Like she had no idea.
So we didn't know what to do. And we put him in the freezer in a box.
So we thought, because we were moving soon.
Yes, we were moving soon.
And we were like, I don't want to like.
Put him in the garbage.
Well, I didn't want to bring him. Yeah, that. Or I didn't want to like bring him to the vet in New York City to go get cremated.
No, we weren't in the city when he died.
Oh, sorry. We were in Lyndhurst.
Yeah.
Well, then never mind. Yeah, but either way, he would have had to go get cremated or put in the garbage. We couldn't. We were in an apartment complex. We couldn't like dig in the backyard and bury a dead animal. So, we wanted to move soon. So we're like, you know what? We'll put him in the freezer. Then we'll take him with us.
So we can revive him when the technology is right.
And well, he was the best hamster.
He was a really cool hamster.
He was so chill.
So we got him.
I miss him.
And I got like really cool cages. I remember like looking online for like awesome cages. And I found like this really cool like modular one.
Pipes.
You could like build onto it. And it was really cool. So we got Hamster Chew. And then we're like, okay, we're doing good with this. Time for a dog.
Yeah. But you missed. So Hamster Chew we put in the freezer.
Oh, well, I was going to catch back up. But yeah. So... Make a long story short, we put him in the freezer. We moved. We were intending to bury him there. We didn't.
No, every time we'd remember, we were like, it's the winter.
Yeah.
It's the winter and the ground is frozen. So we got to wait till it thaws. And then when it thawed, we forgot. And then we were planning to move again. So I was like, all right, well, we'll just hang on to him and we'll bury him at the next house. And he has been through power outages.
Yeah. He may have defrosted a bit.
Terrified.
I don't want to open it. We're gonna bury him someday.
I'm never looking at it.
I'm thinking we should go up in there.
Yeah, you want to talk about creepy.
Dig a hole and just
it would have to be really deep though, because there's so many wild animals.
I know. And it's rocky. So this might not be the greatest place, but he may
come to the next house, whatever that is.
So he's still in our freezer.
Which freezer? The downstairs one?
Yeah, the downstairs one.
Oh my God. Okay, he's just wrapped up. And just to, yeah, just to specify, you like, can't see him.
Yeah, he's like in a Tupperware container that's has multiple bags around it, and I taped it up, so can't see him.
Thank God.
He's been frozen longer than he was alive, which is just
oh my God.
He's been frozen since like...
This is so bad.
He's been... Yeah. It's been a while.
We can bring him back.
It's creepy.
That is creepy. That is very creepy. There's a dead hamster in our freezer for... A
long time.
Before we were married.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Anyway, moving on from that.
And then we got Dexter.
We got Dexter in like September of 2013. It had been 2013. Yeah.
Well, he's going to be 11.
Yes. He's going to be 11 in June.
Oh, yes. So 2013.
So, yes. It's going to be 23. So 2012? Am I doing math wrong? 10 minus... So June of this year will be 23. It'll be 11. So he'll, so it's 2011.
I said we got him in 2013.
2013.
Because it's 2023.
Oh, 11. Yes, yes. Sorry. Duh. So we got Dexter. We adopted him from a really nice.
Oh, wait. Maybe you are right. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. We got him from a really nice adoption. What is it? What's it called? Do you remember?
Well, they're not around anymore.
Oh, no.
But no, that's also a very sad, creepy story, but
I don't want to
talk about it.
I'm remembering it.
I mean, if people are, because now people are going to be like, why? What did you, we got him from Unleash New York is what it was called. If you look up news about Unleash New York, you can find out nothing bad with the animals, but something dark happened to somebody that we knew there. So it's not around anymore, but we got him from a litter of puppies.
From North Carolina. Like there was a South sister Carolina.
And a brother. Yeah.
Yeah. So he has a sister who's smaller and a brother who's bigger.
Who are still alive, hopefully.
Oh, I hope so. We have their emails. We did one meetup in Brooklyn and it was adorable. We have pictures.
Yeah.
Because like his sister is more of like fluffy and soft and small, and his brother is like taller and slim, and he's like the weird little guy in the middle.
The weird little short-haired guy in the middle.
We got Dexter, and he's been the best. He's laying over there in his bed. He's been a lot of places with us.
Oh, yeah.
He's traveled a lot. He's done a lot of cool stuff. He's very loved. He's loved by many people on the internet. He's got a lot of merch.
He's got a plushie.
He's got a lot of merch, so.
Oh.
His name will go down. He will not be forgotten.
That's he's so sad. He's still here. Don't forget.
I'm just saying.
Stop he's making this best. Podcast a downer. I know how to make it not a downer. Want to hear about the weird pets that I've wanted?
That you've wanted?
Yeah, but never got.
Sure.
Sugar gliders.
Oh, yeah. I remember
those
things.
They live for a long time. That's what I mean. They're kind of cool. I looked them up. I was like, I can't Wait, you looked them up with me?
Yeah, but we were around when we were looking them up.
I wanted sugar gliders, but I learned that sugar gliders thrive when they're with another sugar glider. So you'd have to get two sugar gliders. And I'm also pretty sure they live for like 13 years or something ridiculous. So I didn't get those. And also you need a huge cage because they like to glide. But I would love to get a sugar glider. A chinchilla, also would love to get a chinchilla. I think they're awesome. But they live for a long time. They're pretty much like cats, I think.
Yeah.
They're very similar to cats. A fox, of course.
That'd be cool. I've seen a lot of videos.
Except they're nocturnal, so that would be a little rough.
Yeah, that wouldn't be ideal. You know what pets I've wanted?
A dragon?
No. Multiple dogs. Which is, we were thinking, I'm glad we didn't. We were thinking of getting a puppy when we found out.
No, you were thinking of getting a puppy. And I was like, that probably isn't a great idea.
Yeah. When Lauren was pregnant, I was thinking this would be a good idea. But
so glad
would like to get a dog because I've heard a couple stories and seen examples where you get a puppy when your other dogs are older and they can ideally try and pass down some of what they've learned to the younger dog. Rub off on them. So I would like to get another dog while Dexter's still alive, just to hopefully.
Are we having the conversation now?
No.
We haven't talked about it.
Well, we're not. No, we're not. I mean, no.
No.
I would like to, though, get one when he's still alive, just to ideally he can hopefully maybe pass down some stuff and teach the young pup the ways.
No. It also, I feel like, makes older dogs like seem younger.
Yeah, kind of reinvigorates
them.
Like
Nola when we got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents' dog Nola was older when we got Dexter, and she like was so annoyed by him. Same with Bobby's parents' dog, was also an older dog.
Yeah.
Both of them were so annoyed by him when he first came around.
They loved him.
Yeah, but then they all got along.
Like Dexter looked like it could have been Nola's like
baby.
It was adorable. they were buddies.
Oh.
So it was Benji.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's the recap
of our
pet experience.
Yeah.
One of my dreams in life is to own like a house with a lot of land and to have a lot of dogs.
I would love to like foster dogs.
Yes. I would like to if I was in that scenario because I would definitely get attached to them. I don't know how people do it because Dexter was fostered for like a week and they were sending us pictures of him.
Yeah.
He was with like this big like I don't know, it was a pit bull. And they're like buddies.
I know it must be so sad for the other dogs too.
I'll never forget. We went and we picked up Dexter in Brooklyn. This lady just was like holding him. We got him. We got back on the subway.
We had put him in
a duffel bag because you're not supposed. Yeah, because you're not supposed to have dogs.
Oh, that's right. They can just be out.
But we were like the only ones in the train, so we just like
let him out.
But oh man, I'll never forget being in the city.
Raising a puppy in the city. Was
it's good and bad because one of the good things is that there's a lot of other dog owners and a lot of dog owners in the city are very good dog owners. We would go to the dog parks, never had an issue, never had any issue. He was the tiniest dog. He'd go play all the big dogs, run around, go crazy, get tossed around, never had issues. We move here to Jersey and it's like,
we haven't gone to the dog park in a long time because of
some really terrible dog owners
it's funny because I'm starting to learn that with children now. Like there's a lot of parents at playgrounds that just like let their children run wild.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with dog parks. Like some people are just like, go, and like don't pay attention to their dog.
It's bad.
I'm sure
people have had bad experiences, but for us it was great. And we'd always like see the same people walking.
Oh, yeah, we saw the same, like, dog owners walking at the same times of day, so you would kind of, like, get to know them.
So, that was cool.
Yeah, except he would eat garbage off the street.
Yeah.
Dexter.
But, yeah, that was good. It's good times. Now he is enjoying
the suburbs. Suburban life.
Very much.
In his retired
age. Gone from, all he had was a tiny little Manhattan apartment, run up and down the hallway, and I made, like, a makeshift webcam. And one time I get to work and I like open the website or whatever I had on my phone and I just see all our stuff tossed on the floor. And I'm like, oh God. So I had to go back. Nice. He like was able to knock stuff down. He like ripped a hole in the wall.
He was mischievous when he was a puppy.
But then we moved to an apartment and he would bark at the door while we were out. We got like complaints. So I set up a camera to record it, and it was like it wasn't that bad. It was whenever someone would walk by the door, he would just bark.
But it wasn't even that bad.
I recorded, and I remember sending it to the people. I'm like, look, and he barked like when people walk by. He wasn't barking all day.
I would get so stressed out at that place because I was always worried I was going to come home and somebody was going to be like complaining about it that we were going to have to deal with. So glad we don't live in an apartment anymore.
Then he moved to a house, and he had a yard and a fencing area and a doggy door. And now he moved to another house, and he has
more area. Now that I have a fencing yard and a dog door, I can't not have that anymore with having a dog. It's like
he's very comfortable. Lifesaver. He is a very comfortable dog. He's a little stinker.
He's a little pampered puppy. He's got huge beds all over the house he's in right now.
There's multiple beds.
Goes for a WALK every day. I don't want to say it too loud because he's laying
over there. He knows it's not time.
He knows.
So yeah, that's our pets.
Yeah, those are our pets.
And our experiences. And I love having a dog. I think it's good. I think having a dog, it gives you a different like bond with something.
Well, I have some points about why having animals is good.
Nice.
Before we dive into like the scary side.
Did you look up the history?
A little bit.
I started looking it up, and I found it's a couple different.
I was gonna say there's no like definite one. All I've heard is that they believe it originated from them using animals for something.
Yeah.
So like,
but like the one thing I saw was that there was evidence of having pets as some sort of domesticated dog, sort of back as like 30,000 years ago.
Oh, I'm sure.
That was like the farthest, which I guess would be like caveman stuff.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah, they don't know the exact domesticated animal I was reading. I don't know.
They're just different examples of them throughout history, and they keep finding like different evidences.
That's like we even watched a whole documentary about how the origin of dogs could possibly be foxes and not wolves. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Which was also interesting. Cool. Don't know what's true. A wolf.
That's what I would like.
As a pet?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That would be cool.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to get a wolf, but that would be pretty cool.
No, it wouldn't. Well, I'd be terrified it was going to attack. Or you mean like some sort of Game of Thrones direwolf situation where they just like.
But I've seen videos found this one guy on YouTube that like, I don't think he lives with them, but there's like a wolf habitat place and he works with them and trains them, and he's up there just like petting them as dogs and stuff. He's like, this one's been with me since it was a baby, and I like fed it, so it like
knows him,
blah blah. But who, you never know with wild animals.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it.
All right, let's hear some fun facts.
Yay, facts.
Lauren's fact time. Not history time, it's fact time. Do 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 boop boop.
I had these written down, and I was like, I just love putting facts in. I like, because I think because when I listen to a podcast and I learn something, like, oh, stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I learned something new today. I feel like most of this, though, most people know. So did you know
that
interacting with animals has been shown to decrease stress and lower blood pressure?
Mm-hmm.
I already knew that.
Petting a dog is supposed to do that. It's whenever I'm feeling anxious.
I know.
Stressed.
I think that too.
I'll go up and like start petting Dexter, and
oh,
seems to help.
It's supposed to also help them release the same. They're like cortisol or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Just
love. Love heals all.
Other studies have found that animals can reduce loneliness, increase feelings of social support, and boost your mood.
Definitely.
Oh yeah. I can't say how many times I've had like a crappy day and I came home and Dexter's just like
all excited. And you're like, yes.
All excited. You're like, oh, how can I not be? And now it's even better because now it's Dexter and Melody. Just like,
yay.
Both like, oh my God. Get double. Yeah, like,
what's better than coming home and seeing your dog just like shaking and wagging and super happy to see you?
Even I know you're not a cat person, but some cats do that too. Lies. They just wait at the door for you.
Yeah.
Because like, feed me. Feed me, human. Thank God you're back. They can also help teach selflessness.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think, or mainly, mostly the dog. Because I remember when we first got Dexter, was our first taste of like, selflessness.
Yeah.
Of having to wake up super early, take turns waking up early, and take turns like going out in the cold to go take him for a walk and walk him all the way down the four flights of stairs that we lived on.
Yeah, for sure. I think Having for either like when you have kids.
Or making sure somebody could watch him. You can just like up and go whenever you want anymore.
Is it harder to, you know, go through life with an animal in certain areas? Absolutely. But it's so much, it's worth it. You just learn a lot. You learn, like you said, selflessness. That's definitely a good trait.
Yeah. No, I just like, I think I like the loneliness, but like it definitely helped. Like when you're not around and I have Dexter, I feel like I am safe still. And
companionship.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. If we didn't have Dexter and you left me and I was alone, I would probably be freaking out all the time. At least I have Dexter. I'm like, good, you'll hear if anything's going on and let me know. And for children, developing positive feelings about pets can contribute to their self-esteem and self-confidence. Positive relationships with pets can also aid in the development of trusting relationships with others, like other people. A good relationship with a pet can also help in developing nonverbal communication, compassion, and empathy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of the biggest things that I believe like kids should be. Maybe not if you can't. Don't get a pet if you're not around to take care of that pet, obviously, and you don't want that pet. But definitely like expose your children to animals. And because I feel like a lot of people who have this connection to animals or learn to live among animals tend to have a lot more empathy.
Yeah.
Like they said.
I can see that.
You can see that.
No, like I think also as far as learning how to like almost handle stressful situations better when you have a dog that's like, if it gets in a fight with the dog or is like barking like crazy or like barking at the mailman, wherever it is, you learn how to de-escalate that situation, how to handle that, how to stay calm. For instance, like when Lauren's sister got a dog and they got in a fight, I have been around dogs who've gotten in a fight, so I knew how to handle it. And I just like calmly like got in the middle of them, just kind of separated them, was like, I took control of the situation. I didn't like freak out or anything. So it just, and that you, that kind of like carries on to other situations in life. So
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Well, I was going to say also along with that, I was reading articles about how some people are like predispositioned to liking and caring about animals. And then there's people that are predispositioned to not really caring about animals. Like I do know of people who could not care less about having a pet or animals or like anything related to that. I also did read that if you're not a fan, and I'm not talking about like people who don't want pets specifically because like their life doesn't allow it right now or whatever. I just mean, I know people that just are just like, I don't like dogs. I don't like cats. I don't like animals.
But I wonder how much of that is they just either had a bad experience or never had any experiences.
Well, they said it's a mix. Because then they also said that also people who feel that way also don't feel this tie to like the natural world. Like they don't really care about nature or anything. That's usually the correlation. So
interesting.
For example, like they won't care about anything relating to like nature or anything like natural. They care more about like, I don't know, career and cities. And
so they're just selfish, selfish jerks.
See, there's the empathy that's missing. They weren't around animals as children. No, but it's just so interesting to me because like I can't imagine. It's to me, it's a huge red flag when somebody tells me they don't like animals.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Like, okay, I don't think.
Unless I had a bad experience.
Not to say that they're a bad. Yeah, but if you have a bad experience with all animals or you had a bad. I can understand people who are scared of dogs.
Yeah, but a lot of people could have like a traumatic experience when they're young. Because I've heard that a lot where you had a terrible experience and you it like stays with you where you just don't want to avoid it. But
still.
I mean, I agree with you. People who don't like animals, that's a red flag. But at the same time, you just got to make sure it's. If they had a bad experience.
But I'm saying the people that I know of that don't really care about animals have not had a bad experience with animals. They just don't. They said they're like when I was looking it up, there's a lot of people who just they said it's partly genes. Like it's in your genes, whether you're drawn to animals or not. It's a mix of that and also behavioral slash experience based stuff.
Yeah.
But I found that interesting that some people just are born with like more of a. I don't know. I got to look at kids more because I feel like all kids think animals are interesting.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe I, because Melody definitely like seems interested by animals.
For sure.
And
well, she's
I
also
was.
Been maybe around just, a dog her whole life.
Yeah, but you would think that that would make it not as exciting.
No,
see
it's predisposition to her where she's like, oh, there's this animal that lives with me. And now I see other animals and like, ooh, what is this? What is that? Look at his cat.
Like, would you think it's a, not a red flag, but like, I feel like if somebody told me that they don't like dogs.
Yeah.
That's an immediate thing to me being like, oh, we're very different people.
Oh, for
and
sure.
We might not get along well.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's definitely, like I said.
And that's fine. Like that's, and then that's even a step below like somebody saying, I hate, or not I hate animals, but I just don't care about animals much. I don't like them. I'd be like, why? And if they're like, no, nothing happened to me in my life with them. I just never really cared.
Well,
like,
it's like me with cats, I guess. I don't like cats.
Did you have a bad experience with a cat?
I've just never
Besides Yoshi,
I've just never had good experiences with cats. I've never had loving experiences with cats. I'm sure there are nice, lovely cats. But
there are. No, I'm sure there are.
But
I've
deep
seen
down
them.
Inside, they're all little demons.
Oh, my God.
They are. I'm right.
Maybe that's why I like them.
You're wrong.
Maybe that's why I like them. Because I like
demons.
Evil. They're cute, but evil.
They're just pure evil.
Okay, do you have some creepy stories
so
for us?
I looked up some stories. Ooh. And to kind of somewhat go along with your theme of last episode where you did two sentence stories.
Yeah.
Some of them are short, but most of them, they're all short. But they're not two sentences.
Okay.
So the first couple here I got were all found online and on two websites. So I basically read a bunch of stories in which everyone gave me goosebumps. I would like to share them with you. So.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say I read them last time.
Here we go.
See your reading storytelling abilities.
Every night at 3 a.m., our dog gets up and does an inspection of all the rooms. Not before 3 a.m., not after, but right at 3 a.m. Like clockwork, he wakes up. When we do let him down, he goes from room to room, then sleeps in the doorway of my parents' room. It's happened every night that we could observe him. We started bringing him upstairs early September. I don't know what happens in our house at 3 a.m., but several times when we do catch him in the act, he looks at the doorway of the room. Whoever owns the room he happens to be in would wonder, what is the dog doing? And then he stares at the person looking at him, then at the doorway again. So every
I'm so confused.
So every night the dog wakes.
Okay,
dog gets
yeah,
up,
that's really creepy that he does it
3
exactly
a.m.
at 3 a.m.
and just goes to these rooms and just stares at the person, stares at the door, stares at the person, stares at the door.
It's wait, weird. Stares at what person?
Whoever's in the room. So like he'd go to one of the rooms of the people.
Yeah.
And look at the person in the room and then look at the door, look at the person, look at the door.
It's weird.
It is. It's creepy.
It's weird. I don't know what I was expecting. Okay. I think I was waiting for like a bigger reveal.
Nope. All right. Another one. This one is actually a two sentence, somewhat horror story. I took my dog with me to feed my neighbor's cats, and she went into a closet and just stood in the corner staring up. Later, I found out that my neighbor's pets do the same thing.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That is a two sentence.
It's a good one.
Story.
Just kind of sidebar. A lot of these stories that I found and that I will read later from that were shared with us. And I know it's like a lot of people have this theory that dogs can see ghosts.
Oh, yeah. I looked that up, too.
I looked it up. Obviously, there's no real way to prove it one way or the other. They can't really debunk it. I've definitely had experiences in my life of Dexter and my other dog either looking at things that weren't there or barking at things. Now, there is the thought that they do have higher senses. They can hear better. They can smell better. They can... Can they see? I don't think they can see better. Maybe. But...
Well, it's like...
So it could play... It could be a bug. It could be just like a mouse in the like walls.
But that's like they say that dogs can all... Certain dogs can be trained to like smell... Well, there's like seizure dogs that know that a seizure is coming before it's coming.
Yeah.
And then there's also dogs that... Well, my mom always gets freaked out when a dog is sniffing her because she thinks dogs can smell cancer. And which I have heard some stories of dogs sniffing people in spots over and over and over again. Yeah. And then they find out that there is cancer there. So I don't know. I feel like because their senses are really heightened, they might be able to see when something's
could all
wrong.
Be explained rationally, or they can see ghosts.
That's like, remember, do you remember Nola used to do it? And then I think Dexter and Nola used to do it. But now I think I understand why. At my old house, my childhood home, when we were in the basement, they would just stare every now and then. They would just stare at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
But now I think that's because Dexter does it in our house. They're just looking at the entryway because they think somebody's going to come down. They want to make sure if somebody comes down the stairs that they see it. So I think every now and then maybe they thought they heard something.
I think that has to do with this as well. Anyway, I will continue.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a longer one. I'm trying to remember which one this is. This one's creepy. All right. So I have a Great Dane named...
They better all be creepy.
I have a Great Dane named Bellatrix. And at night, she sleeps in my bed with my husband and myself. A few weeks ago, I was tossing and turning and woke up in the middle of the night. When I tried to go back to sleep, I heard a man's voice say, "Hello." I brushed it off to hearing things and tried to sleep for the second time when I heard the man's voice yell, "Hello!" To my surprise, my Dane heard it as well and was now staring at the ceiling, growling and barking. A few days ago, I had the same experience, only this time with three loud knocks, which sounded as if it was coming from inside our wall and were also heard by my Dane. I guess you could say I have a real Scooby-Doo on my hands, but this is just a mystery and I'd rather not solve it.
Wait, what? Somebody was just yelling hello in their room?
Are you listening to what I'm saying? She heard hello. Coming, yes, you don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Why
it's
did she not investigate that further?
Have you ever, I've had this happen to me where I don't know if it's either the TV or it's like a dream that's like still happening, but I'll be awake and I'll hear things.
That does not happen.
It's never happened to
you?
That's
why I'm confused why, if I thought somebody was saying hello to me in my room, I would not be going back to sleep. I would be trying to figure out who the heck is talking to me while I'm trying to sleep.
Ghosts in the walls. All right. I had a lot, so I'm going to go through. Our black lab was laying on the floor next to us sleeping. Out of nowhere, she jumps up out of her sleep and runs to the formal dining room and starts barking at the corner of the walls like crazy. My mom then says, "There's a spirit in the house." She went to the kitchen to get oil so she could pray. My mom put the oil on the wall, and the second she started to pray, we all heard something run down the stairs. It was so real that we all looked up at each other, and I shouted, "There's someone in our house." But yet, there was not. To this day, this story gives me the chills.
Creepy.
After my husband's grandfather died, everything he had in storage was put in our basement. Sorry, when I read stuff, I often yawn. I don't know why. When I talk, I don't. Well, sometimes. But when I'm reading, like even when I'm reading Melody a book, I just start yawning.
Interesting.
All right. So after my husband's grandfather died, everything he had in storage was put in our basement. Slowly, we went through everything, finding several old pocket watches. From the day we brought them out of the box upstairs to the day we sold them, our Chihuahua would sit on the back of the chair and bark randomly down the hall where our bedroom was, which is where we placed the watches. As soon as we sold them, he went back to being his normal self.
That's weird.
Creepy, some might say.
Some may say creepy.
All right. When I was 12 years old, my family got our first dog. At the time, I slept upstairs and our dog slept in the room with me. A couple years later, when my parents had another child, they moved me into the basement room, which is a little weird. But anyway, our dog...
they were like, bye, we don't need you anymore.
Our dog refused to go down there at all. When I forced him into my room, he would cry and whine right next to the door until I let him out. A couple of years later, we got another dog. I decided that I would have him sleep with me since our older dog refused to, but the same thing happened with him. From the first day, he hated being in my basement and room, and when forced in there, he would cry and claw at my door to be let out. You think he could smell the radon?
Yeah, I was going to say, that makes me think like something was in the basement that wasn't good for him.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to share that one, because I feel like it could have been just like radon.
It was either that or like, no, I guess Dexter's fine laying down here. I was gonna say, yeah, but maybe we have it mitigated. No, I meant like maybe the dogs just didn't want to be in the basement because they want to see what was going on.
Yeah.
Because Dexter's like that. But if we're both in the basement,
he wants to be where we are.
Yeah.
All right. This is my last one until we get into the viewer ones. All right.
Okay.
We were staying at a family friend's home and we had our dog with us. Since the family had cats that didn't get along with dogs, we put her in this upstairs room. Everything was fine until we were sitting in the kitchen after dinner, and all of a sudden we just heard our dog start barking like crazy, and she never barks at anything. It was loud and sounded so desperate. When I went to check on her, she was pacing around the room. She stopped and looked at me and then stared at something in the corner of the room. I thought it was bizarre, but since I didn't see anything, I started to close the door again. Immediately, she started barking and wouldn't stop until I came back in the room. The family then told us how the original owner's young daughter had died and that used to be her bedroom. They had sometimes heard footsteps and laughing on the stairs going up there.
Oh my God.
Give me the chills. Nope.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, Lauren and Bobby. I'm Noelle, and I have a story for if you do pets are creepy. So basically, I have a pet parrot. His name is Crackers. Anyway, he is a talking parrot, so he'll talk if you teach him to. So he says, like, the basics, hello, goodbye. He says crackers and stuff. He says, give me food, stuff like that, classics. And one day I had to go out of town for school trip, and I had my neighbor, who I wasn't very close to, but trusted. I gave crackers to my neighbor to watch for this weekend long trip. Anyway, when I get back from the trip, Crackers comes home and starts saying something new, and he starts saying, hide the body, and stuff like, stop struggling, or, and I was scared, so I confronted my neighbor about it. I was like, hey, my parrot keeps saying weird stuff. He says, it must have been from the TV, but like very direct and defensively, and I don't know what's up. I moved recently, but yeah, my neighbor was really weird about it. And it's been like 3 months, and only recently did my parrot start saying, be quiet, go away. I don't know really what that was, but that's my story. That's a creepy.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
That was a creepy one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was my first thought. I was like, maybe he likes watching, he or she likes watching a lot of murder.
I know.
Like movies.
But why would the bird never pick up on what Noelle was watching? You know what I mean?
That's true.
Because I believe you have to like say it to them. But
yeah, you have to say it to them. Well, you have to.
It could have been. But
I don't think you have to say it to them, but they have to hear it a decent amount of times.
Yeah.
To like. Yeah, that's creepy. That's a creepy one.
This is a good one, too. This is interesting.
That was a good one.
This is another interesting one.
Hi, my name is Chloe. This story revolves around pets, specifically horses and dogs. So my aunt owns a horse ranch.
You should get a horse.
And she's owned it for many, many, many years. And over the years, she has lost a lot of horses. It's been there a while. And we have noticed that when you take pictures on her property, you can see glowing balls of light in almost every single picture. When looking at pictures over the years, you can notice that the older the pictures are, the less orbs that you find. But the pictures that we take recently, you see even more. And it sounds kind of dark, but the more animals that die, the more orbs we can find in pictures. They're more centered around the stables and by the dog houses. It's creepy. It kind of freaks me out. And I don't like sleeping over at our house anymore because there's ghosts.
Yeah, I like that.
Because
there's ghosts. So
a very good reason.
Yeah. Those were the two. We had some good voicemails. There was a lot.
Thank you guys to
Chloe leading. And Noelle. Thank you very much for those voicemails. There was a lot more of this topic than we typically have.
Oh.
But a lot of them,
popular topic.
Most stories revolve around the same thing, is that like those two were different. That's why I picked those.
Yeah.
But most stories revolve around the same thing of like the dog staring.
Yeah.
I was even talking to my mom today and I was like, oh, we're doing it on pets today. Do you have any creepy stories? And she was like, one time Benji, her dog, like got up on the couch and was like viciously barking into the kitchen, and like for like 10 minutes he wouldn't stop. Then he just like all of a sudden stopped. She was like trying to calm him down, but like he just wouldn't.
Yeah, I feel like there's always lots of stories about dogs. I mean, I can't think of any with Dexter off the top of my head, but there's definitely been times, I'm sure. There's been times where he like followed something with his head, and I always jokingly say ghosts.
Yeah, ghosts. We do that. All right. I got three more text stories, if I can adjust my mic here. All right. Hi, my name is Joyce. In September of 22, my dog, who we had...
No, it's 2020. It's 22. In September of 22.
In September of 2020, my dog, who we had for years, died. He was on a walk with my mom and two pit bulls who were likely trained to attack either dogs or coyotes, crossed the street and attacked him.
Jeez.
I know. Our neighbors fought them off with a bat, but our dog died. Fast forward to February of 2021. We wanted to get a new dog and finally found one at a shelter. She's a little terrier mix that looks like she could be our last dog sister. She's super skittish and I'm the only one she'll let pet her. We adopt her and bring her home. Eventually, she warms up to everyone and then weird stuff starts to happen. Here's a few of them. Her eyes glow bright green in the dark, which I know like most dogs, like I'm pretty sure Abby's eyes glow green.
Oh, really?
I think it just depends on the type of eyes they have.
Melody's eyes glow green.
Well,
in night vision.
Like a cat's food starts going missing that she had no way of being able to reach. Her extra tough dog toys are destroyed in days. Dog scratches appear on our hardwood table, which she wouldn't be able to scratch. Maybe unrelated, but hundreds of crows and ravens appear, and they keep finding dead lizards in weird places. I'm pretty sure my dog is part demon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Hi, I have a creepy pet story. Okay, so when I was about 6 or 7, we had this black cat. She was a rescue. When she passed away, when I was 10, she passed away in our bathroom. And ever since, I can still feel her brush up against my legs when I'm on the toilet. She passed away right in front of the toilet. It shakes me every time I think about it. From Jeez. Abigail Seawee.
I will say that is one thing. Like when Dexter isn't here. Yeah. Like if we drop Dexter off at, say we, the only time we have to do it is when we're going on a trip.
Yeah, like if we're flying somewhere.
If we're flying in the morning, we usually have to drop him off at night. So we have to spend a night without him, which is always really weird, and a morning. But every time he's not here, you get those like ghosts, not ghosts, but like
phantom.
Yeah, phantom.
Like, you know when you think your phone is vibrating in your pocket?
Yeah. It's like that. Like, I think I see him out of the corner of my eye, and then I look, I'm like, oh, he's not here.
You like feel his presence. You like start to do something with the expectation of him being there. It's, yeah, it's funny. All right. This last one is, I don't know if it's true or not, or if it's like another story, but it's a creepy one.
Okay.
All right. Hi, my name is Heather. This is for Creepy Christmas, but it has to do with pets, so I thought it was good.
Okay.
It has to do a creepy Christmas they once had. When I was 12 at the time, this happened. There are 18 now. It was Christmas Eve, and we had a whole family gathering like normal. Some of us kids went outside in the yard to build snowmen, and my cousin and I were playing with my dog around in the snow. This yard was huge, where you could barely see the other side. My dog was noticing something in the distance and ran off to inspect. I didn't think much of it, so I followed my dog. At the end, there was an elderly man dressed in a rugged Santa suit waving at me. His teeth were yellow and a smile frightened me. My dog was barking at the man. He just stared at me. I ran inside as fast as I could, telling there was a man outside, but he was gone. The worst part was that night, as I slept during Christmas Eve, I looked out the window to see the man still standing there waving at me with his unnatural crooked smile.
Oh, man.
I just thought that
was... sounds like a story that was found from the internet. That's fine.
thought it was creepy. So those are the stories that I found. And
yeah,
it's definitely.
Yeah, I feel like everybody who owns a pet at some point
has had a creepy
has
thing.
Had some sort of creepy experience with them.
For sure.
Yeah, I did say I was trying to look up stories, but it was mainly dogs barking at nothing or staring at nothing, or I haven't really heard any about cats besides
I looked brushed when up. I looked up online, I didn't type in dogs, I typed like scary or creepy pet stories, and most of it dog. There was a couple ones that like there's a cat and a dog. Yeah, parrot one was
horses.
That one is really I like that story. That was really cool. Because I know a lot of people say like ghosts are like orbs and stuff. So
yeah, they show up in pictures of orbs. But it's even creepier if that's true. Like that, the more time that passes
the more orbs
show, and it's because there's a lot more animals that have passed over the years.
Yeah,
isn't it weird that we just like got an animal and we're like, you're gonna come.
You're with us.
Me,
now.
You're with us, and you're gonna sleep in our bed, and we're gonna take care of you. And the only thing you have to do in return is just exist and be nice.
And be cute. And be cute. Cuddly.
Don't bite us. And that's
it. Is funny how I think that, you know, Dexter, he's not a wild dog, but he's an animal. And like, I'll get up in his face and I'm like cuddling and petting him. And like, I think to myself, if a stranger did this, he would definitely try to bite them. But
because he loves you.
I know. And it's
or
just,
he trusts you.
He trusts me.
If anything.
Yeah. But it's just funny that like, I can like, you know, like play with him and like roughhouse with him, and he just knows. Like I'll put my hand in his mouth and like mess around with him. He just knows not to hurt me.
Yeah, it's crazy thinking that, like, especially if you have a big dog. Yeah. Every now and then, I have the thought that I'm like, this dog could destroy me if it wanted to, but it knows. Doesn't.
It's like, but it knows. You give me shelter and food, I'm good. You're my buddy.
I forget what it's called. The mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, codependency.
As long as you're a good pet owner.
Yeah. But be good to your pets. Take care of them.
Yeah, please take care of your animals and pets. I feel like, what's it called? That's the thing that could upset me the most is like when I hear about.
Oh, yeah.
Animal. Like, why would you want their... I think the thing that I like about animals the most that I just want to say before this podcast ends, the reason I like the most is like... they always say you can tell a person's character by how they treat like either people or animals, how they treat them when they can't do anything for you. I feel like that's like an
animal
thing.
Like a wild
animal. Like a wild animal, but even, I mean, I guess dogs technically can do stuff for you, but like it's more superficial. It's more like, they just exist for you. But
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I feel like there's something interesting about the dynamic between a person and a pet. Cause it's like, I don't know. It's beautiful.
It is. It's cool. It's really cool to watch, like, in movies and stories about how, you know, they're man's best friend and they're our companions.
You always keep going back to dogs. I'm just talking about animals in general.
Well, I'm talking about dogs. Dogs are the best. Because, you know, you have, like, dogs that go hunting with people and they work together. And you have sled dogs that, like...
Cats kill mice.
Good for them. But, yeah, dogs are the best pet.
Oh, my God.
Everyone should
You're
have a dog.
You're so mean.
No, I'm not.
Biased.
I am biased.
I want a parrot
Absolutely.
Now.
No. You don't want this no. yappy, noisy, stinky bird.
I want it. I want to teach it things.
Teach our daughter things.
She can't talk yet.
She will be soon. Just wait a little longer. You want to make a years-long commitment just to teach a bird to talk?
I'm going
to
teach her to tell you that she wants a parrot.
No. No.
We're going to... How much you want to be like, I'm going to be like, Bobby, me, Melody, you're going to the pet store. You're going to be like, you are absolutely not going to the pet
if
store.
If you get a pet without my consent, I will help.
Oh, I thought that was going
I'm not a terrible person. I'm not a heartless person. If you get a pet, I'm going to get another dog. Okay. Every pet you get, I'm getting another dog.
Okay.
And it'll be my dog.
Oh, not mine.
Me and Dexter's dog.
We'll just Dexter's, see about that.
Dexter will be training them.
Like some
teaching his ways.
Dog school.
Yes. Yeah, that's that. Love your pets. They're the best.
Love your pets.
They certainly are creepy, but, you know, everything's creepy.
Exactly.
The name of this podcast.
Everything is creepy.
And remember,
I'm saying it again. We just said it. And, you're creepy.
And remember, Lauren.
And remember,
everything.
We're becoming delirious
is
now.
Creepy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.